Excuse me, Mr. Maddox. You're going to have to record from your seat. Excuse me, Mr. Maddox. You're going to have to record from your seat.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
The abolishment of private property appears as one of the tenets of the Communist Manifesto. You know, that didn't work out well. Millions upon millions died. Mussolini suggested a slightly different approach. He thought a public-private partnership would be a better way to manage the human farm. Then there were the technocrats. And their belief was that experts, given enough data, could manage society in the best possible manner.
A technocracy can be distinguished from all other forms of economic or social order, whether communism, capitalism, socialism, democracy, fascism, etc., because its primary focus is organizing society around science and especially engineering. What this means in practice is that all decisions in the government or society would be made by scientific experts. Now,
these are just a few examples of various renditions of ideas and philosophies of controlling and managing a population. The key is control. No matter which flavor of state, including the constitutional republic, will always seek to control private property and the means of production. Here in America, where private property rights are one of the fundamental principles and embedded into the national psyche, the state has been forced to slowly, incrementally seize more and more control over private property. Agenda 21, and now Agenda 2030, to sustainable development, smart growth, conservation easements, DEI, ESG, and climate change. The war on private property rages on, even through the mainstream media. But under the surface of this propaganda is where the rubber meets the road. It is in your local communities that these ideas, these policies are implemented, and it is in your local communities that it impacts our everyday lives. This is the tiptoe to tyranny, one tiny step at a time. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. I'm your host, Jeff Maddox, and just a little tidbit on the tiptoe to tyranny. We have the litter control ordinance, which passed its second reading and moves on to a third reading, although the public pressure gave them the opportunity to water it down just a little bit to make it taste a little bit sweeter. Matthew Hutchison joins us right now to discuss the litter ordinance and what it means to Kershaw County. Matt, welcome back to the Liberty Report. We had a hell of a meeting on February 13th.
That's right.
And right off the bat.
A marathon meeting
of 5 hours, including over an hour-long executive session. And, of course, the litter ordinance, Katie Gwynn, the chairwoman, left it after the executive session, even though Jimmy Jones had said, you know, most of the people are here for the litter ordinance, why can't we do that before we go into executive session? But Katie didn't do that. And leading up to that, right off the beginning, when Jeff, I go up to, generally when public comments is coming on, and I have been doing this for a long, long time, oh, yeah. I go set my camera up.
Just like you've done every other meeting.
All these other meetings that I've done this to. And suddenly, out of nowhere, Miss Gwen goes nuts.
Makes a decree from on high.
A decree from Mount High. Watch this.
Excuse me, Mr. Maddox. You're going to have to record from your seat. It is. It is. Anybody can record this session or watch it online, but you need to do so from your seat. We're not going to allow equipment to be set up unless they're with the press.
That's very interesting. So you have to have some kind of press credentials?
Mr. Maddox, please take the camera down and take your seat.
I mean, that's what I'm asking. Well, I mean, how are you going to take a photograph or video of anybody
out here? The next item is the briefing.
So the videos are not allowed.
Senator Gustafson, and I don't see anything yet.
Coward of County.
That's cool.
We're going to move on to public comments. Mr. DeBose, can you hand me the public comment sheet? Thank you. All right, there are 9 speakers this evening. All right, each speaker will have 5 minutes. You don't have to take 5 minutes, but that will be your limit. I don't like cutting people off, but I will have to if you run out of time.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Just a point of order, and I'm no big fan of a lot of folks in here, a couple of folks in here, but I'll tell you this. I understand if somebody doesn't set the camera up within inside our barrier here. I understand that, but I don't really have a problem with them setting it up outside the barrier.
Okay.
I agree, Councilman Jones. I'm not sure where in our rules it prohibits setting up a camera.
So I didn't, first of all, Mr. Jones, to your point, I didn't say it was in the rules. I said I'm not going to allow it. It's too close to the dais. That's where the deputy stands, and he can record from his seat.
I just wanted to make my point.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't say it was in the rules. I just said it wasn't allowed.
I'm not going to allow it.
Okay.
And Jimmy, I'm just making a point. Mm-hmm. I'm just making a point. And Mr. Shoemake, I don't see where it's in the rules. Well, I'm not going to allow it.
Okay.
In this dais. Yeah, dais. Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not allowed now. No. Unless you have a press pass that... I mean, what do you got to do? Just hang a little sign off your shirt that says press?
I guess. I don't know. She said unless you're a press or a journalist or something.
Well, you're a journalist.
Apparently.
I'm a journalist.
Any citizen can be a journalist. Yeah. Let's listen to this part.
Mr. Jones.
A point of order, and I'm no big fan of a lot of folks in here, a couple of folks in here. Point of order, and I'm no big fan of a lot of folks in here, a couple of folks in here. But
I just wanted to make my point.
He didn't want to help you out at all. He just wanted to make a point.
Yeah.
Man of the people.
Man of the people. But, Jimmy's been that way. He defends it, but doesn't defend it at the same time.
Yeah.
Look at what he's done over the last several months at attacking free speech.
Yeah.
He's done it over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Putting labels on people. I will not allow it.
Yeah.
What is a dais?
Dais.
That reminds me of when I was in Catholic school, we had the diocese, the Catholic diocese.
That's the first thing I thought.
Yeah. I don't even know. It's a damn half wall, a knee wall.
A knee wall. It's their platform. It's their throne.
It's their separation between us and them.
Yeah. I think Pork Chop's got something to say about that.
Let's hear it.
So the word of the day is dais or dais or something. And here is Merriam's and Webster to say what it is. Here, hit the button so you can hear what it says.
Dais. Dais. Dais.
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato, you know all that. So we got from the Wikipedias, the free encyclopedia, don't you know? We got Dias. And he say this article is about a raised platform for the character in Iranian warriors, whatever the hell. And the Dias is a platform. See over here? It say a drawing of a Dias with a throne and all that. And this is here with Katie Gwynn. She sits on there, and then she got the six other little boys around it. And it's called the Dias. And it's most special for everybody. And that's why she uses the old fancy word when she tells Jeffy, you can't fear him over yonder. You got to go sit down and be a good little boy and all.
I said, I'm not going to allow it. It's too close to the dais. That's where the deputy stands, and he can record from his seat.
Because it's our meeting. That's what they say. It's our meeting. It ain't your meeting. It ain't my meeting. It's they meeting. And they on the special platform of the dais. So you see, Katie Gwynn, she rules the roost over yonder. And so it don't matter what anybody, any of the boys say, she gonna do whatever she damn well wants to. And if Jeffy is too close to the wall up at the front, she gets all upset and everything. Wants it, you know, she's been letting it go and go and go. And now she says, no more.
I said, I'm not gonna allow it. It's too close to the dais. That's where the deputy stands, and he can record from his seat.
But everybody else can do it, but Jeffy can't. And that's the way it goes, because I'm the queen bee sitting up on the dais, don't you know? So don't y'all forget that the special people is on the dais. That's a minute we pumped up. Till next time, we'll see y'all later. Bye. Shoo.
Damn, poor job. He know, Dias dies, uh-huh. Dias. And Katie Gwynn's on her damn perch. Man. So we get on to the public comments, and you did a great job. I'm not sure what you said when you were going up, and Katie says, hello, Matt, how you doing? Yeah. But you said something.
I said I'd be a lot better if I didn't have to keep coming down here. You know, I try to stay up here at the undisclosed location and mind my business and do my thing up here, hang out with my beautiful wife and my beautiful baby girl, and they always do something to drag me back down there.
Yeah,
you know that. Yeah, they do something so stupid. I'm like, damn, I got to get down there and speak my mind. Otherwise, I'm gonna. Well, you know, be wandering around yelling at trees up here.
All the speakers, I think there were, there was like two that spoke in favor of the litter ordinance.
Just the one, I think.
Was it just one?
Yep.
And
the other lady was talking about a horse.
About horses.
Was it a horse? I didn't know what she was talking about, but I think at the end she said steeplechase horse. So, but, you know.
There was a big presentation about the steeplechase horse venue.
Is that what
and
it was?
All that.
Okay.
And so a couple of the public commenters were commenting about that. Mm-hmm. And there was a presentation, 15 minutes of each, of some horse people that were begging the county and the city to zone that just horse thing because the billionaires no longer want to invest there.
Well,
and they want a 600 or a 800 housing subdivision there.
The horse people are a dying breed in Camden anyway. They're all fleeing Camden to go to Aiken. And, you know, so the horse business in Camden's is on its last leg.
Yeah.
You know,
so
you know, whether that it's good thing, bad thing, I don't know. I am against horse racing. I think it's a form of animal abuse, but I understand people love their horses. They want a place to train their horses, and I wish them luck.
Yeah.
You're going to get houses.
To each his own, but it's self-evident now that the people that do the steeplechase racing, that raise all these horses, that the million billionaires, are now turning their back on Camden. And these people, these are the people that have worked there and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And they want to save their way of life.
Yeah.
Well, they need to go and raise money from the billionaires and not the taxpayers. Yeah. And if you want to buy it and make it into some kind of thing, go ahead and buy it. But don't, you can't prevent.
No. I mean, that land's going to get annexed in the city of Camden because they have different zoning laws. You can put up one house for every 6,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be that. If a billionaire wants to do it, there ain't nothing we're going to be able to do to stop it. And well, nothing we should do. That's his land. He can do what he wants with it.
Yeah, and the Unholy Alliance, if they choose that it's going to be whatever it's going to be, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, just like widening 521. Yeah. You know, those folks that live down there are not going to stop that.
Yeah.
Can't stop progress.
You can't stop progress. Well, Matt, I thought we'd play your comments and get your response.
I respond to myself.
The next speaker is Matthew Hutchinson. Hi, Matthew. How are you?
I'm better if I didn't come down here.
I'm a resident of Cassett. There's a lot of litter along the roadways where I live off Holland Road. I think my wife went out, picked up 8 bags of trash one time after we first moved there. 13 bags of trash, I'm sorry. 13 bags. We didn't call the cops. We didn't come to county council to complain about it. We just picked up the trash. We know we're not going to change the culture of the people who are throwing trash out on the roadways. They're going to do it whether it's illegal or not, just like people speed when it's illegal, right? One more thing, I feel like almost every time I come down here to speak, I need to remind you, 5 of you at least, swore an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, which includes the First Amendment. Everybody else pretty much said everything I was going to say tonight, so I'm not going to repeat much. On page 24, section 5, subsection B, if the person responsible for littering or receptacles is unknown, or if there is no change, no charge or conviction of a person for the violation in question, then the owner of the property shall be responsible for the removal of litter from such property or receptacles in accordance with Section 7. What is Section 7? That means you're going to hold a private landowner financially responsible, legally responsible, to pick up somebody else's trash off their property. I found a toilet on my property. Do you really think an ordinance is going to stop somebody from throwing a toilet out if they really want to? No. All you're going to do is force these sheriff's deputies to track people down, and they're already overworked. You're going to fine these people. They don't have the money to pay it. They're going to throw them in jail. You got much room left in the jail, Sheriff? Probably not, right? So really, this is a boneheaded ordinance. Section 8 says it perfectly. Talking about the constitutionality of this. That's definitely a COIA line, and I can say it out if you want me to, but that was put in there because you know this is going to be unconstitutional. It's unenforceable. I don't know why this is even a thing. This is the shipping container ban 2.0. You're trying to control what we do on our own personal property. Plain and simple. I'm going to use the rest of my time since Ms. Gusta isn't here. Please vote yes on the medical cannabis bill. Please vote yes on constitutional carry. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Very impressive.
And Ms. Gustafson did vote yes on medical cannabis.
Yes, she
and
did.
And she voted yes on constitutional carry.
On the amended.
Yeah, version. Amended. Must be an election year.
And the amended
because she voted against it every single time before. Against for the Second Amendment.
Yeah, when the Senate started throwing up all those amendments and there was no roll call vote on it, and it watered it down to the point that it's useless.
Yeah.
And so it gave the Republicans the opportunity to vote for it.
Yeah.
Goof Officin is not for constitutional carry.
No.
No, she went through a tragedy where a family member was killed, murdered.
Yeah.
And so that in her head makes her think that all guns are evil.
So a gun came to life
Jumped out.
Yeah, jumped out. Killed her family member tragically.
Right.
And there was no mentally ill person on handling it.
It's blame the tool.
Yeah,
exactly. Blame the tool. So, and then you mentioned the free speech, the attack on free speech again. Yeah,
just right at the beginning of the meeting, when Katie spoke up about you putting your camera, I immediately yelled out, First Amendment, because you have the right to record in public. It's a public meeting, you have the right to record.
I still can't get over that Lee Bone did not stand up for me.
What? What the hell you think he's going
to
do?
I mean, that's what we're to expect, right?
Not from Lee Bone. There was a deputy in there who took your side. I could see it on his face. Like, there ain't no way in hell I'm going to go over there and put hands on Lee on him to move his camera. Like, what the hell is she talking about?
He's been doing this over and over and over
but
again.
Lee Bone,
we don't know what the problem is.
Lee Bone's going to do whatever he's got to do to be a big, tough guy. So if it means trampling on your Constitution, he's going
to
do
it. And I still think it goes back to when Russell Brazel said, are we going to do anything about these people with cameras making big productions and all that?
How about cameras? Could they come and record us? Can we ban that?
And then, of course, when we called out Katie Gwynn for her speeding ticket.
Reckless driving.
Reckless drive. She got a history of speed demoning everywhere. People that rode with her think, oh my God, I'll never ride with her again. You know,
I know what that's like.
They rode with her two times, first and last.
Damn. That's why I made that comment about speeding. You know, throwing litter out is already against the state law to litter, right? Just like it's a law to, you're not allowed to speed. But people are going to speed, and they're going to take the risk.
That's right.
You know, just like, you know, they're going to pull up in their truck. They're going to look left, right. Okay, there's no cops here. Throw the trash out and then drive off.
Yeah.
And the off chance they get caught, it'd be worth it to them.
Yeah. This is Mickey Mouse land is what it is.
It's absolute bullshit is what I wanted to say.
It's the clown show. We keep going back to the clown show because this law, the litter law, is already state law. Derek Shoemake even says it's state law.
Yep. And he mentions 16-11-700. That's the dumping litter on private or public property law.
Right.
It's already against the law. What we have is a problem with enforcement. Nobody's enforcing the state law.
Well, that's what they believe, that is the problem.
No.
Part of the problem, and this gives the officers incentive and gives them more tools. Well, remember those two words now, incentives and tools that they can use.
I think you got it more right than anybody. Krishanda did a great job when she talked, and I don't want to speak for her. We'll play the video and let her speak for herself, but... and then we'll discuss after. But I think the two of you made some really, really good points.
Yeah, I think Krishanda really, she's a firebrand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen.
The next speaker is Krishanda Torres.
Good evening. I'm Krishanda Torres, and I'll be brief and be concise, and then I'll be gone like the military taught me to. So this ordinance to me is a little bit more insidious than what it says, and the other gentleman kind of said what I was going to say, so I'll just be quick. It seems to me that it's opening the door to eminent domain. The second point is that it seems to want to turn Kershaw County into an HOA. As a citizen, I have the right to be secure in my home from unreasonable search and a reasonable seizure. That's what this document says. That's what my service of 20 years and 9 months indicates to this country. So as someone who made the purposeful decision to retire here in Kershaw County in Camden, South Carolina, versus anywhere else in the United States and the world, I'm not interested in living, in a police state. Again, my name is Krishanda Torres. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Torres.
Bam. There it is.
There it is.
She was right. She's going to be concise and get out of there.
Yeah.
She did it. As an HOA, you're trying to turn the whole county into an HOA. They want to control what we put on our property. And This is the, you know, the containers. That was the one thing that stuck out to me when the word container was used. Let me get past
well,
the
whereas. Well, they talked about your temporary containers must be secure and prevent from animals and right. weather and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, containers used for temporary storage. Immediately, when I saw that, I said, oh, so they're talking about shipping containers. So if you start storing your trash in a shipping container, then the cop's going to come nosing around and tell you got to take it off or they're going to fine you.
Yeah, or let's say the receptacle, the trash can, the Rubbermaid trash can that you have, the lid gets knocked off or it doesn't fit quite right, and they come by and see it, it's not, you know, up to par.
Right, then, or even if I'm storing up cardboard because I put it on my garden over the winter,
yeah,
I cover my garden with it. That stack of cardboard could be deemed litter and a finable offense.
Yeah, yeah, and in all these cases, they go, well, that's not the intent. That's right. not what we intend to do. We promise that's not what we intend to do. When they, you know that it with them saying that that's not the intent, it means that it is possible that that could happen,
right.
even if they aren't the ones that would do it.
Right.
The next council might be. The next council might be a bunch of Fruit Loops that want to make sure that your grass stays mowed.
Yep.
And if it goes over 2 inches tall, they take you to court.
Or you got to paint your house a certain color, or you know, you can't have a certain style of mailbox
exactly.
out front. Whatever, you name it, they could do it.
That's exactly right. And so this is another way to get the camel's nose under the tent in the tiptoe to tyranny that's disguised as this feel good. And litter is a perfect way to do it.
Yeah, everybody hates litter.
Everybody hates litter except the damn litter bug. And that's a very, very small, minute bunch.
It is.
I was going up Bishopville Highway, right? And you look out there, and not really paying attention, but it's like it looks like trash everywhere, everywhere. You know what it was? It was freaking turkey feathers.
Oh, yeah.
It was turkey feathers from Prestige Farms and hauling turkeys. You know, what kind of impression does that give for Kershaw County when people just don't recognize it's turkey feathers? They think that it's trash.
It is trash. It's nasty ass.
So if they wanted
turkey,
if they wanted to do something good, they would
shut down the turkey
Derek Shoemaker should have some kind of thing where they'd enclose them turkeys so the wind wouldn't blow their damn feathers off at 60 miles an hour going to the slaughterhouse.
He could take his fat ass out there with some garbage bags and start picking up trash.
Well, he don't care about turkeys.
Was that mean?
Why does he hate turkeys?
I don't know. Well, you know, some of the worst offenders I've seen are these so-called recycle centers, the trash sites. The dump in Camden, especially the one by the airport, that place is trash. There's garbage all over outside there. It blows everywhere. And, you know, that one, the one in Bethune is pretty clean. They keep that one clean. The one in downtown Camden off Springdale, they keep that one clean because that's, you know, Richie Rich folks there.
The one off of Wildwood is pretty clean.
But the one up by the airport, for some reason, man, it is. There's shit blowing everywhere.
Yeah, and now that Kershaw County has taken on the garbage collection with recycle centers and all that kind of stuff, now they're going to expand because they can't keep up with stuff without crushing it down. In other words, they can't make enough truck runs every day to
and
keep up with
that
it.
One. The airport one stopped accepting what do they call them, white goods or whatever. Nope. Can't drop off your washer and dryer anymore.
Right,
or anything
right.
like that.
And Danny talks about in here a lay-down yard in West Wateree so that people wouldn't haul all the way out to the dump out there past the airport. And so now they're in the trash business trying to figure it out. And lo and behold, it doesn't look like the fees that they put on a couple of years ago are going to be enough to cover it.
You know what they need to do is just go ahead and spend a few million dollars, get some trucks, get some people to drive them around, then we'll have a countywide trash pickup and a curbside. You can pay your rent for a county trash can. If it don't fit in the can, then you can't put it in, you know, can't throw it away.
It looks like we're headed that way.
They're in the sewer business, get in the trash business.
Another tiptoe to tyranny.
Yeah.
Where the state controls the sewer, the state controls the water, the state controls the garbage, the state controls all your medical, the state controls everything.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I was talking about. That's kind of what Tom Webb talks about in these things.
It's Anthony Scalia month.
Yeah, Anthony Scalia month. Yeah. He has been on that every year since Scalia was
not gonna
merged.
Give it up. Yeah.
And he was merged straight up.
He definitely was.
I mean, he didn't just wake up with a pillow on his face. I'm sorry, that just doesn't happen. No. And they don't just not do an autopsy on a Supreme Court justice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Building 7. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't hit by an airplane. You know, that was the third building. Three buildings fell on 9/11.
And it fell in free fall in its own footprint.
Yeah.
Which only happens in a controlled demolition.
Yeah, nothing to see here, don't you know?
And then the BBC reported Tower 7 was down, and you look over the lady's right shoulder, and there it is.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago, I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks.
As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind that there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city.
It's now, some 8 hours since the attacks. Is there any estimate yet available of the number of casualties in the World Trade Center?
When you talk to people on, they don't even say how many people might have been killed and injured. And I think that feeling, until the idea of the devastation, people don't really know what to say or what to think. I think they feel the bubble of their security as being in America has definitely been popped. This city and this country will not be the same. But they don't really know where to turn. That's the very sad thing. I think there's going to be a lot of very, very traumatized people that has hit them very, very hard.
Jane, I think many of us, when we heard the news, perhaps on the radio earlier today, were completely flabbergasted by it and just couldn't comprehend it. I mean, it almost sounded too far-fetched. I was wondering what it's felt like for you being in Manhattan. Well, unfortunately, I think we've lost the line with Jane Stanley.
Again, this occurred just in the last several moments around the Trade Center building. Building number 7, 47 stories.
So I came up and I didn't know I don't ever know what I'm going to say before I get up there. But I've already been through the camera issue.
Right.
I know that for some reason I'm not a journalist and all. So this is kind of what I said.
Yeah.
Is Jeff Maddox. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm back again, yeah. It's been a while. I think it was last week, last meeting of November. And since then, there's been attacks on free speech all over the place. It was been Looney Tunes. Now, I did watch the videos and that kind of thing. And the efficiency and germaneness and then the opposite, like, as if by spite, has been amazing to watch. And then again tonight with the cameras and that kind of thing. And who is and who is not a journalist.
That's interesting, too. Oh, I want to thank everybody for coming out. This is great to see a crowd like this. So agree or disagree or not, it's good that we out here and speaking our mind. But these litter ordinances, these administrative laws, are constitutional because we volunteer for them and we accept benefits from the corporate state as citizens. And so here comes this administrative law, which has gone crazy, which now you have to take them to court to beat it. It's just like they say down there, you know, if any of this is found to be unconstitutional, everything else is good. Just that's null and void. Well, how much do you think it costs to take it through the court system, which the state owns and controls and signs paychecks for, that we pay for? How much do you think that it costs to take that to court, to finally find it unconstitutional? Or if they say it's constitutional, it's not really a human law, it's a personhood law. Personhood, you know, a corporation can be a person. Isn't that an amazing thing? How does a corporation, a fictional being, have rights? It's kind of like government. It's a fictional being, and it has more rights than I do, or they do. That's why they're here begging for whatever, because you guys have that monopoly on force. And if the only tool you have in the toolbox is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And that's what you have. It doesn't matter what kind of central planning or whatever. By majority rules, and we think it's for the general welfare, we shall do it. The whippings will continue until morale improves. This litter thing is, it's a symptom of a society that is broken. We don't take personal responsibility anymore. We leave it to government. And government's our big daddy that's going to whip us. We have to get back to the root. We've had 120 years of public education, and every year they spend more and more, and we get dumber and dumber. You send all the women to work. That was part of the women's lib moving. Get them out of the house, get them to pay taxes. Then you got two taxpayers. But you also get the kids when they're young. And you know what Joe Stalin said, Uncle Joe? Give me your kids when they're young and I'll have them forever. And that's where we're at. We got to turn back to the individual responsibility and the individual liberty that comes with that responsibility. We have to change our ways and make it morally unacceptable to throw trash everywhere. These are sad times. We're in a dark, y'all know it. The country's $34 trillion now. They pass all kinds of rules, regulations, and everything else. And then y'all are tied by strings from the state and the federal government, so whatever little power you have, you want to whip us with it. We just need to get back to the basics. Don't hurt anybody and don't steal anybody's stuff and judge everything from there. I hope you guys will reconsider this camera thing. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Maddox. The next speaker is Guy.
So there was a few people that clapped on that. Mm-hmm.
I liked your point that this litter is more a symptom of an overall problem, the decay of society. You know, it's not normal for people to throw their trash out of their vehicles.
Yeah.
It's not normal for, and I told you before about when I was up at the cast store, somebody dumped their ashtray out on the parking lot, just a cigarette butt, big old pile of cigarette butts. And it's, The problem is that these people have grown up their whole entire lives with somebody else cleaning up their mess.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's at school, these government schools, that they just think, well, the government's going to clean it up, or the guy that owns the store is going to sweep it up, you know, and they don't even think twice about throwing their shit out of the car. And we...
The next speaker is Tom Webb III.
All right, Dave.
Already? But we should be the ones holding each other accountable for this.
Exactly. I pointed out it's been 120 years plus that public education has been indoctrinating us into the system that Big Daddy government's there to whip us and take care of us and, mm-hmm. and everything.
Yeah.
And society is broken down.
Yeah.
Tom Webb makes a lot of those same arguments when he speaks.
Yeah.
So let's listen to Tom.
The next speaker is Tom Webb III. Hi, Tom. How are you?
How are you, Katie?
Well, it's Who Killed Scalia month. He died in February. 2016, been 8 years and y'all have forgotten about him, but I haven't. He went hunting down in West Texas and he didn't come for breakfast. So the ranch owner went in to check on him, found him dead in bed with a pillow on his face, and he didn't get an autopsy. He was rather well hated because he was so pro-Constitution. I think he was assassinated. It's also Black History Month, so I'm going to tell you a little bit of Black history. I'm going to have to read some of this. I had a Black friend 30 years ago. She was old then, but what a worker. She lived in a rural area and pursued life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness her way. Kind of like the old song, I did it my way, she did it her way. She collected cardboard. And when she had a load, she took it to Sunoco, I think that's near Hartsville, and sold it. So this ordinance is against cardboard. And then she also collected and sold cans, and this ordinance, this litter ordinance, is against cans. So she would have been at odds with the unnecessary litter ordinance that you're working on today. By some standards, you might consider her poor, but she was too busy to notice. She had a house trailer right next to her trailer, and she was working on it, something of a carpenter and other things as well. Her trailer didn't have running water or electricity. She had a hand pump out in the front yard. She did have electricity, though, 12-volt light bulbs in her trailer and two batteries, two car batteries. She kept one in her truck and one to power the lights in the trailer, and switched them and switched them and switched them to keep them charged up. Resourceful, and this is the way people are in the outback, in the boondocks. They can be very resourceful. Well, people gave her all kinds of stuff, and she scrapped it and used it and sold it, and eventually someone gave her a little Honda generator that didn't run. She put it in my care. And I found it had a bent valve. I had to take it all to pieces. I never could see why it was bent. Something got dropped into the engine, I guess. But I took the valve out, straightened the valve stem, put it back together, and the generator ran. She used it to run her old Ringer washing machine sitting out in her front yard, right next to the hand pump. It's been a long time since I saw my friend Laura. She was a great example of what American spirit can do spirit. Your ordinance would have deprived me of that experience of Laura. Your ordinance where a man with a gun can come on private property to look around is just a stepping stone to something more. It's a foot in the door. In 2016 or 17, there was a similar ordinance, only worse, and about 125 to 150 people showed up right here, crowded this room, filled the lobby out into the parking lot. I didn't get a chance to speak. I stood out in the parking lot beating on a drum the whole time. It was a circus. It was great. And the ordinance went down. Sammy Tucker remembers it. He's smiling. So I think this is really something that we expected to come along.
To redo that ordinance, this time, piece by piece, bit by bit, this is it. There are several Republicans on county council. I hope you remember that the Republican creed ends with, I am a free American. And not only that, rural American, very different from a city American. We don't need this ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Roy.
He had a good point. There's rural people and city folks, mm-hmm. right? We're different. We go pick up the trash, you know, and the example that he gave is basically saying this ordinance is going to hurt poor people the most.
Yeah.
Right? When it comes to the private property, having litter on your private property.
Yeah. You know, if somebody's got a pile of trash and everything, and it bothers you so bad, perhaps go over there and see if you can help clean it up.
Yep.
For example, my father, now he's 88 years old, okay? Mm-hmm. The yard across the street from him had been piled up with trash for a long time, for a number of years. And he finally went down there and talked to the lady. And the lady was very poor, didn't have enough money, and couldn't get to the garbage, trash, you know, dump and all that. He took it upon himself. He hired a guy to come with a trailer and all. And everybody kind of got together and loaded everything up, and it took a couple of days now, to haul it off. But it got done, and she was happy about it. He was happy about it. Everybody felt good that they did a good deed.
Helped their neighbor.
And
it's probably just she didn't have money to pay for trash pickup. She didn't have money for a vehicle to haul it off to the dump. And she probably didn't want to impose on anybody to do it for her. So the only other answer would be to keep it on her property.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a little or nothing else that she could do at that point. And so now my father actually makes sure that she's got a Herbie Kirby and makes sure that she gets trash put up.
That's good.
So that shows you that the older mentality is more caring, if you will, and that we're losing that. That's kind of where we're talking
about look at who's,
society.
Who's writing these ordinances. Just like Krishanda said, most of these people live in neighborhoods with homeowners associations, so they look at the rest of us like we're knuckle draggers or heathens out here, you know, in the hinterlands and living like cave people.
And they think that if they whip us enough.
Well, maybe they want to be like me, so it will help them. If we just make a law to say, you know, trash is illegal, we'll be helping those people.
You know, there's a lot of times people will say, there ought to be a law. You know, there ought to be a law for this. There ought to be a law for that. Yeah. And they don't understand that at some point there's going to be a law about you.
That's right. It's almost like back the blue till it happens to you type of thing. You know, I support the police. And then all the next thing you know, they're knocking you over the head and they're like, hey, you're not supposed to do this to me.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
It's equal opportunity beatings.
So then we actually had a guy that was very articulate. Uh-huh. His name was Steve Kirkland, and he was pro litter ordinance, mm-hmm. and maybe even more than what any of these people wanted.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen to the other side of the argument.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody. Madam Chairman.
Good evening, Mr. Whitaker. Thank you.
Madam Chairman, Kershaw County Councilman, thank you, Kershaw County Council, for putting a second reading of the Kershaw County Roadside Litter Control Ordinance on tonight's agenda. All Kershaw County citizens who walk, drive, and ride our county roads see firsthand for themselves, sadly, every single day, our county's terrible roadside litter crisis. We also see, unfortunately, how very ineffective at present the current level of deterrence laws, fines, and what the low ticket issuance revenue levels actually are. And therefore, I just wanted to note that I support the proposed increase in roadside litter deterrence ordinance in order to lessen the roadside litter tonnage in our beautiful Kershaw County. This is a great first step. We citizens, though, do see the positive Kershaw County Council recruitment initiative underway for a Kershaw County roadside officer and team. And we thank you for this big second step. A few questions and then I'll be done. What is the Kershaw County targeted deadline for these hires? You don't have to answer them now, they're just for your consideration. What will be the annual Digi video cam budget that will allow this team to enforce the law in necessary quantities to make the enforcement of roadside litter effective? How do we empower the roadside litter team to catch in the act enough litter bugs to both reduce roadside littering and to raise enough dollars in fines and work pickup hours to fund regular countywide roadside litter removal? It's my view that the only truly effective empowered enforcement will have the regular roadside litter removal pay for itself. After all, a clean county is an attractive county. A county that is an attraction attracts revenue and dollars in the bank for all the businesses that exist in this county, and of course, for our citizens' full enjoyment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
So, my beautiful wife says to be nice. This gentleman obviously cares a lot, to the point where he wants digital cameras put up everywhere to catch people in the act. He wants a team of litter enforcement agents to be deputized. Probably they'll probably have brown shirts for their uniform.
And
right?
He says this is a great first step.
Second step will be public canings, and then
stoning,
like you said, cutting their hands
cutting
off.
Cutting the hand off.
You know, this man.
He believes so much in government that government can do anything. And the higher you raise fines, the less tonnage you're going to see out there.
Right.
The more people that you hire and the more tickets that you throw out there, that it'll pay for itself.
Right.
And all the litter be picked up because of all the litter bugs they're going to catch.
So where's the irony behind this is that somebody on the council, I think it was Katie Gwynn, thanked him for the amount of time he spent on Springdale Road picking up trash.
Yeah.
He doesn't realize that government has failed him already. The city of Camden and the county government has failed him. So he's going to the government for more help in failing. His ass is still going to be out there picking up trash.
Government causes a problem. Then people come and react by begging government to fix the problem. Government creates two more problems. People come and ask for some kind of fix for those two problems. Yeah. They create four problems. And then it multiplies from there.
I don't get it, man. You're not going to fix people the way that we're heading, the trajectory we're on. It's too late to fix these people. There's nothing, just go pick up the trash, man. Quit going to the government, because all that's gonna do is oppress us more.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably loves those flock cameras in Camden too, violating everybody's Fourth Amendment when you drive by.
Yeah, the flock cameras that Lee Bone has now put up around town, and license plate readers and all that, they're $25,000 a year.
Each of them has about 7 to 14 pounds worth of copper inside them. Did you know that?
Holy cow.
I'm just saying. If I, not telling anybody anything.
Copper's pretty valuable now.
I'm just saying.
Ain't that something? Huh.
Well, look, this guy is a nice enough guy. And he cares about the litter problem. He's just misguided on the solution.
He wants to do good. And I understand that. This is what I always come back to. Do gooders with a gun.
But I guarantee he'd be standing in the crowd watching somebody get their ass whipped with a cane. And he'd be more.
Well, if the crowd around there was doing that, yes. He'd join the crowd.
Yeah.
Statism is a disease. Is a mental disease.
Was that Michael Savage used to say that? Liberalism is a mental disorder.
Yeah. But that has now flowed over
statism.
Into conservatism now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're all
statists.
The
yeah, they're all statists. They are, you know.
All of county council up there, there's R's and D's. And you know, they call themselves conservative and liberal. They couldn't define the term if they had to.
Right. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah, it's impossible. And the narrative is both of them are for democracy, and both of them are for America, and both of them are for freedom and liberty.
Their kind of freedom.
Property rights.
Right.
You know, in this same meeting, Sammy Tucker, in reference to a zoning change where a guy wanted to put a warehouse on a piece of property that he has, Sammy says, look, you don't have to give us any plans. You don't have to tell us anything. But once you get permission, you can build whatever you want. Yeah,
once we give you permission.
But we're for private property.
It's unbelievable that he could say that with a straight face.
Yeah.
I think he just doesn't realize what he was saying, maybe. It's just so ingrained in his brain that it just comes out.
Well, all of them do that, especially now with this zoning law thing coming up and everything. Everybody's whining about the boxes, mm-hmm. and they're so close together and all. So now they're going to tinker with that for a problem that they caused 20 years ago.
Right.
And they're going to blame it on, it was another council and mm-hmm. all this kind of, it was the same damn bunch of do-gooders.
Sit.
Messing mm-hmm. and tinkering and all that kind of stuff. If they'd have never built the sewer plant,
you wouldn't have the
problem right now.
Yep. And it's just like with this litter. What they're going to get around to is a countywide trash pickup. I guarantee it.
Well, eventually, it'll be a fee of $120 or $280 a year, and you got to have your Herbie Kirby out up the curb at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon or whatever
and
it might
anything,
be.
Anything and everything this county council is doing right now is going to lead to more taxes, higher taxes.
More.
You can guarantee it.
Yeah.
There's no way this is sustainable without a massive increase in taxes.
Yeah. If they're going to commit troops to the war on litter, they're
going
to have to commit troops.
Maybe we
not
get
troop.
Maybe we get Ukraine to donate some money to us to fund our troops, war on litter. Huh?
Yeah, well, didn't you say Lee Bone said he wasn't aware of this litter?
I overheard him out in our cool kid room where he was talking to a lady, said, I didn't even know anything about this. I didn't know about this ordinance. But he posted on Facebook the job opening a week or two before, didn't he?
That's right. He posted on
he
Facebook
right
a
to that
big thing
face.
That said, you know, litter control cop needed. Yeah.
And then he lied to her again, saying that, you know, we're not going to enforce it. We're not going on people's property. There's no way a deputy will go on your private property to enforce this. He's fucking lying there,
he's
too.
The same one that said your Second Amendment stops at the end of your driveway.
Right. That dude doesn't give a shit about anybody's rights.
He's of the blue gang. That's all
he's
a
gang
he's
leader.
The blue gang. After all this rigmarole and after the executive session, they finally got to the litter control ordinance.
Hey, y'all. Did y'all know that Jimmy Jones has done endorsed old Penry Goof Officer? That's right. Pentagoove Officer, the one that likes to kill babies in the wombs and smoke marijuana and then don't want nobody to have no gun controls. And she wants everybody to put their guns in a closet somewhere and be locked up and call Sheriff Bone and 911 when the crackheads come to get them instead of shooting the damn crackhead. The people is not going to put up with this, as the man of the people, Jimmy Jones, had done endorsed Pentagoove Officer for the state senate again. And he said, I don't agree with her on everything, but I want everybody to know that she's doing a good job. What the hell, Bobby? Anyway, that's Pork Chop. And y'all call Jimmy Jones and say, what the hell are you doing, Jimmy Jones? You talk out of both sides of the mouth. It's almost like he's got a forky tongue. Don't you know? Anyway, that's Pork Chop, and we remodeling out here, and I'll see y'all later.
And Derek Shoemaker begins to spin his wheels and water this thing down in order to get some kind of support and placate the people that came out
he wrote this ordinance. He wrote it.
He copied it and pasted it.
He copied and pasted it off the state, yeah. But, and then he flexes his lawyer muscles and says, hey, I defend people's constitutional rights every day at my job.
Yeah, and he actually spoke like it was because he was smarter than their average bear because he's got this law degree,
yeah,
that he understands what is and isn't constitutional. And these laws are constitutional.
Well, what he says, like, we're talking about the unconstitutionality here. He's like, this is already state law, though. As if that makes it better.
Yeah.
It's already state law, so it's okay for it to be unconstitutional.
And so if it's already state law, why in the hell do you need to bring it up now?
You
got a hell of a lot more important things to look at.
Yeah. So instead of trying to pass this ordinance, which is redundant, it just basically copies the state ordinances and adds a few little extra things onto here, why don't you go to the sheriff, whose budget you control, and ask him why he's not enforcing the litter law? That would be easy. You just call the sheriff up in front of county council, say, Sheriff, I'd like some numbers about next month. You come see us and tell us how many tickets for littering you've written. And then why have you not been enforcing state law?
I'll give kudos to Jimmy Jones about this. He's been saying both readings that, look, what are you going to do? There's already laws on the book. Mm-hmm. How are you going to enforce this? That's what I want to know. How are you going to enforce this? Right. Jimmy Jones, even a blind hog finds an acorn every now and
then.
Well,
Jimmy
he's
Jones,
on the right side of this issue.
Jimmy Jones playing the same game that he plays all the time. He knows that this is unpopular, but it's going to pass, so it's safe for him to speak out against it.
Yeah.
That's the game he plays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he wouldn't say anything if it was a close vote and there was a swing one, might swing one way or the other. He'll do what's right for the people.
Yeah.
But if it's a slam dunk, six against one, he'll speak out against it because he wants to be the dissenting voice.
Yeah. Did you hear
go with
there,
the flow of the crowd?
When Pentagoove Officer was up there giving her Senate update.
I didn't listen to her bullshit.
Well, Jimmy Jones mentioned that he might not agree with Henry on everything, but boy, she's doing a good job, and I hope voters remember that.
Oh my God!
So essentially,
that makes sense because Henry's a statist, a communist, a liberal, and so is Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah.
So of course he supports him.
Okay, Mr. Shoemaker motions to adopt.
Chair, I second.
Okay, second by Mr. Tomlinson. Into discussion. Mr. Shoemaker, you have the floor.
So, a couple of things. Because, for one, I, as sort of a part of the way I make my living is being in courtrooms and arguing
in defense of people's constitutional rights. So very, very sensitive to any implication that this doesn't do that. I'd like to point out that no ordinance can do something that the Constitution prohibits. So the idea that anything in here would allow an officer to do something they can't do under the Constitution is not accurate. There was also something about property owners having to take ownership. That's actually, that is in here, but that's actually state law. South Carolina Code 1611-700 actually has that requirement in there. So that is actually not something that, that exists now. So that's not something that would change with this ordinance.
That's a flat out lie.
Well, right here he says that it's everything that is constitutional too.
Yeah, so this ordinance wouldn't do anything that is not allowed in the Constitution. But it says right here, whenever it appears to a county enforcement officer that property lying within the unincorporated county limits contains litter, as defined by this ordinance, the county enforcement officer shall serve written notice on the owner of the property requiring the owner to abate. And the other one, B, county enforcement officers shall be authorized and required to cause the inspection of any public or private property within the unincorporated limits of the county and within the county jurisdictional limits. That right there, shall be authorized and required to violate your Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, yeah.
This is utter bullshit. And he's using his training as a lawyer to tap dance around so people think like, oh, wait, he didn't want to violate her. Yeah, look, they're going to strike
him. He's following the law. He's
following the law. It's already state law.
What he is not stating is that a law is only unconstitutional when challenged and the court go up through the court system.
And this goes back to your point.
Says it.
This goes back to your point. How many of these people have the money to take this to court, all the way up to the Supreme Court, to get this struck down,
exactly.
Get this ruled uncut, and they do it on purpose because they know nobody's going to do that.
Yep.
But and this is also just like the Camden Training Center neighborhood proposal, 800 some odd houses comes out and people loot their hairs on fire. They're, what the hell's going on 800 houses? No, we're not going to build 800 houses. It's only 600.
Yeah.
And then everybody's
calm
like, well,
down.
Oh, okay.
Down.
Well,
and the lots are going to be a little bigger.
Yeah. At least you cut 200 houses out. You know, whatever.
And there's
going to
be
thing.
Some green
they
space.
They put inflammatory shit on these. So, in the off chance that people come and complain, they say, okay, well, we're going to strike this, this, and this off. Are you happy now?
Yeah.
Now, you know.
To make it taste a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
That's all this was. Just like when you set goals higher than you might think that you're going to achieve,
sure.
And then settle for something less. You see that in Congress all the time. You see it in the State House.
Negotiating
for,
the sale of a car.
Ask for the moon.
The same thing. Yeah.
Ask for the moon. Or set a price that's so high that nobody will buy it because it's easier to go down than it is to go up.
So us five people, plus the people that were in the crowd against this, if we wouldn't have showed up on this Tuesday night,
it'd have been rubber stamp.
It would have just went straight through. Nobody would have said a word about it. This is why it's so important to pay attention. Thomas Paine has said it's your civic duty to pay attention to what your government is doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to get screwed. You're going to get screwed either way if you let government run the show.
Yeah, if you let the do-gooders in there, they're always going to pacify the whiners,
and
the squeaky wheels, the people that come in and demand, you know, if y'all hire 10 litter people and you cut their hands off when you catch a litter bug, I swear it's going to help.
No.
You know,
yeah.
And please, government, keep my neighbor from building a house with a pool, or keep that developer from building that over there, because when I look out over somebody else's property.
Right. Like, look, a good example across the road here is 137 acres that sold a few months ago, right? The first thing they did was hire a land clearing and go sell off all the pine trees on the place. They cut down every stitch of tree. Do I like it? Hell no. No, I'm upset. Like, man, that really sucks. They cut down 137 acres worth of trees. But guess what? It's none of my damn business what they do with their property. Yeah. It's their property.
Until it affects your property.
Yeah.
You have no...
They're not coming here cutting my trees down.
Yeah.
So
it goes back to what?
Don't hurt anybody. Don't steal their shit.
Don't steal their shit. And they can't get that through their head. It's so simple.
That concept
is complicated today.
They cannot relate to that concept. Because, like you said, they're do-gooders. They think they're doing something good to help out humanity.
Yeah, to build a utopian society.
Every single one of them, besides Danny Cato the potato, live in Camden or Elgin.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy lives in Lugoff, I guess. But they all live in incorporated areas, right? And this ordinance is for unincorporated areas.
Well, Lugoff is unincorporated. But irrelevant to that, they're all looking to make things better in whatever way in their head would be, like Russell Braswell and the boat ramp.
Yeah.
I agree. Boat ramp was a piece of crap to begin with. Yeah. It was a piece of crap when they remodeled it the first time.
Yeah, but Jeff, guess what? People were getting their boats in the river without it.
Yeah, but so. you know, it was a piece of crap because the government built the damn thing in the first place.
Before they even had that stupid idea, people got their boats in the river.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why do we need government to come build a boat ramp? People had their boats in the river all the whole time.
That's another thing. You know, like the parks and the travel baseball and all this kind of stuff is as SpongeBob says, imagination. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
So they go further, and then they made an amendment and got rid of the controversial parts.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Section F.
Section seven. It's Section 7, Subsection B, E, and F that they got rid of. So now county enforcement officers are not authorized to come on your private property.
Right.
And the cops can't come look at your trash. Let's see. They're not going to come give you written notice. And then any property owner who refuses or neglects to abate or remove litter from their property after receiving 15 days notice shall be served with a uniform summons. That's gone. So now they're not going to write you a ticket for somebody else throwing trash on your property.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
But there again, it always comes back to enforcement and how are they going to enforce. And it comes back to if all you got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail,
right.
And government is only force. That's the only thing it is.
Yeah.
And Washington said, you know, it's like fire. If you keep it contained and all, it can warm, it can cook, it can keep you alive. But if you let it out of control, it can burn you and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Krishanda said. They're going to make it into a big HOA,
mm-hmm.
and the World Economic Forum and the and the UN are all going to join together with our government, and it's going to be a happy, brave, new prison planet.
And our county council's useful idiots for Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum.
And they don't even know
They don't even know it.
Don't even know it. Matthew, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I'm looking forward to the next council meeting because I definitely have more to say on this.
Yeah, I think it'll be a fun meeting. And we'll see how Katie treats everybody from the dais.
We're going to get you some press passes, though. We're going to get you press credentials.
Yeah.
Got you.
Again, 605 for you, big girl. Anyway, we're out of here.
Peace.
There's a great human farm. With sustainable development, complete streets, environmental, social governance. Most of these local politicians don't understand any of this, don't see the big picture, but are led down the merry trail through all the mandates and dictates coming from the state and federal funding. And it all really sounds good. I mean, who doesn't want clean water? Who doesn't want green spaces? Who doesn't want all this wonderfulness? But the devil is in the details. And really, when it's about control, and it's about 15-minute cities, it's about pushing the human population into more and more concentrated areas and leaving room for nature. Conservation easements and NGOs that put private property into these funds that can, where the property can never ever be built on in perpetuity. And these people, the people that want to put their property in there, are incentivized through tax incentives and all sorts of, they can use the property for a couple of generations, and then it's gone and never to be used by humans again. Seems like a wonderful idea, but is it really? At what point does it become intrusive? And just like the Litter Control Act, at what point does it become intrusive? What are we going to do when they come for you? It's the people that don't understand how the tiptoe to tyranny works that are the most dangerous, because tyranny always comes in sounding like a lamb with good intentions, but always leaves like a lion with you losing everything. Thank you for joining us on the Liberty Report. Get involved. Get involved. Do your homework. Ask yourself, what is freedom? And is it worth the fight? Look at your kids. Look at your parents. Look at the world around you and ask, is it worth it? Till next time, Jeff Maddox. Peace.
Excuse me, Mr. Maddox. You're going to have to record from your seat. It is. It is. Anybody can record this session or watch it online, but you need to do so from your seat. We're not going to allow equipment to be set up unless they're with the press.
That's very interesting. So you have to have some kind of press credentials?
Mr. Maddox, please take the camera down and take your seat.
I mean, that's what I'm asking. Well, I mean, how are you going to take a photograph or video of anybody
out here? The next item is the briefing.
So the videos are not allowed.
Senator Gustafson, and I don't see anything yet.
Coward of County.
That's cool.
We're going to move on to public comments. I said I'm not going to allow it. It's too close to the dais. That's where the deputy stands, and he can record from his seat.
I just wanted to make my point.
Okay, thank you.
Point of order, and I'm no big fan of a lot of folks in here.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?